The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own online business and take it from zero to 100K quickly without spending a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre, Shen, and Bonna Rai from Growth Boss, making it in America.
A lot going on, there's a lot to juggle. All right, guys, that was take two. We have to be honest here because Bonna absolutely stuffed up the timing of the first take. So I hope you enjoyed. What was that? We've got a lot to cover.
Well, we've got a lot going on, a lot to cover.
We do have a lot going on.
It's been a very busy week.
Yes. Far out has it been busy. And you know what else we've been busy with? I don't know where this is going.
I love your random drop-ins of information. No, what else have we been busy with?
Well, with reaching out to influencers.
Yes. Exactly right.
And I just want to, for our listeners out there who don't have the benefit of any of the background, I think you know that by now that I've run my own businesses now for close to 8 years. And the first ever business that I ran was called The Chalk Pot. It's a dessert bar in Sydney, almost 8 years ago. And I just remember, and I know that a lot of people have been in this position or are currently in this position because I've spoken to a lot of, especially new business owners. But when we get so wrapped up in our product and in launching it, we're so excited because it's the bee's knees of, inset niche, that we completely forget the step of actually finding the people to go and buy our thing.
Because surely everyone already knows how amazing it is.
Well, that's the thing.
And how hard you've been working. Exactly. And how different it is.
Exactly. All of the above. And so I remember being naive like that, when I first opened my first business. And then I was standing in a completely empty shop wondering where everyone was.
Everyone's running late.
Yeah. What's going on? And so it was months of, stress and just thinking, what did we do? How do we get ourselves out of this? Because we were only, bringing in $50 a day, $100 a day. And mind you, we're having to pay rent as well, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of expenses to only be making, two coffees a day.
So expensive coffee.
Yeah. There was this moment, and I remember it really clearly because it was like months into us opening, my husband and I were able to actually have one of our rare first nights off out of the shop, and we were having dinner. So we were on one of our first dates. It feels like literally like the first when you have your first child, right?
Yeah.
And you get to finally leave them with the babysitter. And go and have some me time.
Yeah.
And so that's essentially what we did. So we had two staff members running the store, and we were finally out of date. I think we were at a Japanese restaurant. It's one of my favorite sushi places. And then we get this call. We get this call from a staff member who was working, and he was like, oh my God, guys, you have to come in. Can you just come in right now? Because I have to go serve this drink, but you've got to come in. We're like, oh my God, what is going on? So, we run to the car, I'm driving, I'm trying not to freak out. And then I get to the front of the store to drop my husband off so that he can go in and fix whatever the issue is.
Yeah.
And I just remember I was sitting outside in the car looking at the shop, and it was packed.
Wow.
It was packed. And I was like, oh my God, this is what?
What happened?
Yeah. What happened? Where did all these people come from?
Yeah.
And how did this happen? And so that was amazing. That was amazing. And it felt like probably the first night where we turned that corner, which I think is just so pivotal for every other business owner to know that there is that corner. It might not seem like it's within reach right now, or you don't see where it is, but it's there. And when you turn it, when you finally turn it, it's amazing, right? Because then the momentum builds. But what I had done, so in the weeks, the months leading up to it, was I actually started reaching out to bloggers, because back then Instagram wasn't really the big behemoth it is now. Mm-hmm. So it was really more the blogging, I guess, community that, you know, was going out and trying new cafes, new restaurants, new dessert bars, and then reviewing them and letting their own followers know about mm-hmm. it. So, you know, getting bloggers in, and then they were also starting to get onto Instagram. That was kind of that transition of blogging to Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we were getting these guys in, and, you know, we were only getting, you know, one or two a week coming in. You do it and you don't feel like it's really doing anything, but we kind of just stuck with it for a few months. And I think by nature of that momentum building, by people who follow these foodies seeing that so many of them were coming to the Chalk Pot,
yeah,
that we were everywhere, that people were talking about us, made them want to come.
Right.
Yeah. And so that was, guys, if you're listening out there, this is one of the strategies that I love teaching and doing, is how to leverage other people's audiences. Because as a new business owner, you don't have your own audience. Mm. Let's just be frank about that. Mm. And definitely there are ways to organically and inorganically reach your audience. And we definitely go through those strategies. But one of the best and quickest, I say quickest in inverted commas because it doesn't feel quick, but it is actually a lot, it can be a lot quicker, is to just go out and find people who have their own audiences and just tap into them. And so that's what I want to talk about today, is really about how to build your own traffic and audience in a relatively quick amount of time to then start converting into your own audience. Mm. And I know that we do this with Make It Skincare. We've actually just started doing it because when did we actually start Make It Skincare? About 4 weeks ago?
We really should write down the date, but we're about a month in.
So it's at this point now that we're like, okay, we're ready to sort of get our product out there into the hands of influencers. Mm. And so, yeah, what was the process that we kind of went through?
Yeah, so I think once we decided that's the path we want to go down, we spent about an afternoon just kind of going, okay, who do we, you know, reconfirming who our audience is. Of course, we want to be talking to a lot of people, but definitely going down the path of, we've mentioned this, I think, a couple of times now, of mums, especially new mums, mm-hmm. who, you know, very busy, wanting to, but also kind of live a natural, low-tox life. So then kind of going down that, vortex, or even just on Instagram, you'll find there's obviously people that would be the end consumer, but then within that community now, you start to see who the influencers are. Mm. And influencer marketing, or influencers generally, can get a bad name because I think a lot of people have ideas about who they are. But the really effective ones are the micro-influencers who we're targeting are just regular people that have decided, that have built a community of their own just through living very authentically. And these are the people that you want to start to connect with, because they're not skincare influencers, and I'm doing the inverted commas. They're people, our target market, so new busy mums who want to live this lifestyle, have their own community, and we have that common ground with them, because we would be naturally one of the types of products that they would, just being who they are, be interested in. So that was kind of the first step, sort of identifying people in that niche. And then, you know, we made a list of 50, I think, to begin with. And then it was just about, you know, definitely before we started the reach out process, just to see what their content is all about, what their level of engagement looks like, and whether they're actually open to selling products just in general, because a lot of them aren't. And that's cool as well. So yeah. I think that's just a courtesy thing, that you check that before you reach out.
Yeah. And that's a really important point, because I think we sometimes, when we don't really know or we're new to reaching out to influencers, we kind of get excited and we just think, well, as long as they have a big following, they'll be happy to post about us, or, you know. But I just really want to make it somewhat clear that, if nothing else, if you are selling a product, you want to, if you are trying to get conversions off the back of working with an influencer, you need to see whether they are comfortable themselves selling. Because otherwise, you're just going to send product, potentially pay an influencer to just post about you for awareness. And awareness is great, but we're a new business, we need sales.
Mm.
So this is actually a really important point, because we actually look for influencers that sell, because that we want to convert. We want sales at the back of it. We don't just want new followers or, you know, awareness. And I think a lot of people make that mistake of just trying to get awareness or try to get followers from working with influencers.
Absolutely. So, and it's pretty easy to tell, I guess. You just got to go back on their profile and see what they've done in the past, and people who are currently selling will have some in the recent backlog. So that's a super quick process. And then, yeah, from that list, obviously we identify 50 who fit into that category, and we've reached out to them, and we've had 5 responses, which is cool. It was really exciting when we got our first response. We're like, oh, yeah, this is actually happening.
Cool. Yeah.
It's real. So yeah, we're just in the process now. We've got all of our formulations done, which is really exciting still. I'm sure there'll be a point where we get over it. Just waiting for our labels.
Yeah.
So the we labels can dress them up.
Yes. Yeah. USPS, get them to us.
They've been in transit for like 3 days. that's super exciting. So I'll keep you posted on how that goes, how that converts for us.
Yeah, for sure. So that's it for today. That was a nice quick one for you guys.
Yeah.
We'll, speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
We release new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to subscribe to the Making It podcast and leave us a review. And if you have any questions or feedback, please shoot me an email at deidre@thegrowthboss.com. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.